If I say to you, that is a fine-looking standard bronze or a bourbon red, Narragansett, Jersey buff, slate, black Spanish, white Holland, royal palm, white midget, and or Beltville small white, would you know what the heck I'm talking about?
Should I slap you?
No, I don't think so. They're heritage turkeys, of course. Not only do they apparently taste better, according to foodies, but they're also a way to be environmentally conscious. Never heard of them? Strictly a butterball guy or gal? Well, listen up. Maybe next Thanksgiving you'll be on the HT bandwagon. Our guest is Patrick Martins, head of the Slow Food USA office and author of the Slow Food Guide to New York Restaurants. He is the co-founder of Heritage Food, which sells these kind of turkeys. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on to explain this all to us. So what defines a bird as a heritage turkey as opposed to the ones that walk across my lawn upstate or the ones in the supermarket?
Well, the ones that walk across your lawn upstate are wild. And the ones in the supermarket are, I don't even know what to call them.
They're decidedly like not wild.
What did you say, Patrick?
They're like space aliens, the ones in the supermarket.
Why do you say they're like space aliens?
Well, because they are a product of industry. There were a bunch of guys in a boardroom that were like, how could we make more money with turkeys? And they were like, well, let's inbreed them to have certain traits. Let's let them live indoors for their whole lives. Let's, if they don't grow enough, let's cut their beaks off so they eat more food. Let's cut their toes off, stuff them in with each other. I mean, all these very sad unnatural things. Pump them with salt just in water just to get them to weigh more. I mean, really, these horrible things. And that's really what it's become. And that's why you can get turkeys, free at the bank when you sign up for a checking account or, for 29 cents a pound or something like that. But that's really not a very natural thing, and it's certainly not healthy for people to eat those birds since they're pumped with antibiotics and things like that.
So, Patrick, the traditional kind of bird, this heritage turkey, what makes them different? Explain some of the differences in terms of the taste, in terms of the texture, how they're raised.
Well, a heritage turkey is genetically pure. It's a pure line that can be traced back, 100 years, oftentimes. And actually, they are defined by the American Poultry Association, and they have certain traits. So those are those varieties you gave us. The standard bronze, comes from England, the Narragansett, as well. And they each have their own histories and their own farmers that raise them in certain ways, and they look a certain way. The Bourbon Red, for instance, has red feathers, and the black has, it's completely black. So they each have their own characteristics. And then they're also allowed to be in an environment where those natural characteristics can manifest themselves, can express themselves. So they're allowed to run, to fly. They mate naturally.
Ooh, imagine that they can fly and mate naturally.
And the other ones can't. The industrial ones are so overbred for white breast meat, which, again, these guys used to, think that everyone wants, that they can't even walk. They certainly can't fly, but they can't mate naturally. So heritage birds are actually naturally mating, and they only come around once a year because left to their own devices, turkeys will only have sex in March, April, May, and be ready, to be eaten.
What, do they go on spring break? Makes it sound like they go to Fort Lauderdale and have a good time. So I've got to imagine that they're more costly than what we get in the store.
No, they absolutely are. But I think that we pay, maybe a heritage turkey should cost around $4 or $5 a pound, like if you were to go to the farm and buy it. And that's the true cost. It's the 69-cent one a pound. That's a false cost. That doesn't, there are all these other costs that doesn't take into account. And so, it costs more, but even when you FedEx one of our birds to your table, it ends up costing like a $200, let's say, for a 20-pound bird. But that feeds 20 people. So you're only really talking about $7, $8 a person for the centerpiece of the most important meal of the year. So it's really not that dramatic in our minds.
Now, Patrick, before I let you go, I gave a little teaser that a lot of people think that eating these heritage birds is better for the environment. Can you encapsulate that for us?
Yeah, you can be, maudlin and politically correct at the same time. You know, you can be gluttonous and politically correct. It's actually you're helping protect the environment. You're, you know, supporting small family farms, you know, when you buy heritage birds. And, you know, actually a lot of people don't know this. These birds that you just mentioned are endangered. They've been pushed aside by industrial agriculture and farmers.
But then shouldn't we eat? We shouldn't eat them if they're endangered, though.
Uh-huh. Actually, their job is to be food.
Oh, all right.
You know, the pig, the sheep, the duck, the goose, their job, the turkey, their job. They exist on this planet because we eat them.
All right. Well, I'm going to send all my vegan email your way, but I understand your point. Hey, Patrick Martins, co-founder of Heritage Foods. Thank you so much for walking us through all things heritage turkeys.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday.
Bye.